Yes. In institutions, prison or centers, corporal punishment has already been abolished for youth. In the homes, in schools, it has an adapted process. In homes, it remains a practice within. From the vantage point of probation and child protection services, with our physical abuse reports, we do acknowledge that there's space to begin to have constructive conversations with parents about alternative forms of discipline. We are in conversations with our religious community because we all know the Bible verse that is used to underpin the use of corporal punishment, so that we can also address it from a holistic view, because there will be persons that says it is religiously based and we would like a religious rebuttal, and then be able to introduce alternate forms. So yes, arising from the UPR, we are aware of the Convention on Torture and the incongruence. As the last sphere for abolition is the home, and that those have strong cultural underpinnings, cultural and religious underpinnings. Yes, we've already expressed to UNICEF, the Assistance in Behavior Change specialists and the like, to help us to create detailed campaigns to begin toward that, to begin to change the pervasive application of corporal punishment. Again, there is a very thin line between discipline and abuse, and we definitely do not want to facilitate anything that can be abusive to children. And again, if there's any best practices amongst other member states as how they abolished corporal punishment in the home, we welcome access to the same, and especially any that may have the same cultural and religious underpinnings. We welcome the sharing of those so that we may be able to utilize in our campaign. Thank you.